It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is now time for us to visit here on KETR about 15 minutes and talk about the outdoors. We're always, we might be talking about catching stripers one day and hunting elk the next, but we're going to talk today with the president of the Texas Deer Association, Mr. Bob Price, who's a good friend. I had the chance to see Bob at the Dallas Safari Club show, the convention here last week, and we had a chance to visit with two or three members that I don't get to see very often with TDA, but we're going to talk with Bob, and I think Bob's got some information that'll really enlighten us on CWD disease with white-tailed deer. Bob, thank you, sir, for being here.
My pleasure, Luke. Good to be with you this morning.
Yeah, and it was very good to see you and some of our TDA members. Well, Mike Ford and Mike Wood, they were both contestants at the antler rattling contest there at the Dallas Safari Club. That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun being one of the judges on that. It was an enjoyable deal, you know?
Yeah, it really was. Dallas Safari Club does such a good job for all the outdoorsmen and the vendors and the folks that are involved all across the, not only the United States, but the world. And that antler rattling contest was very cool. I really enjoyed seeing that. I appreciate you being a judge.
Yeah, I was sitting there with it was really comical in a way. At first they had a room set up, in the back there with curtains around it. We did not need to be looking, because we knew some of the guys rattling, and I thought it was important that we weren't watching them, so they had this thing, and Ron Spomer, who's a well-known outdoor rider and also host of the Winchester World of Whitetails, he was a judge, I was a judge, and Stephen Ray, that makes these rattling forks, was the third judge. Well, we're back there in the back, and old Ron says, my ears are not what they used to be. I shot so much, and I started thinking, I know mine are not. So we got Wysoon, Larry, I said, Larry, would you just click those horns out there around the stage? None of us could hear them. We could vaguely hear them. So, that's what you get for getting three 60-year-old pluses.
All these young guys that kind of might have got a chuckle out of that, I'm just going to remind them it's coming for them too.
They're next.
That's right.
We were once one of those guys that, these old rascals. But anyway, so old Ron, old Spomer, he says, you know what we need to do? We need to set up, the judges need to set up in the back of the thing facing away. And I thought, now, wait a minute, that's going to be kind of uncomfortable back there, watching all the audience. But anyway, it worked out just fine. We were able to hear really well.
It was a really neat event. I like that. I think everybody had a great time. And it was surprised me as to the different techniques that these guys brought to the stage up there in their rattling. They had a great diversity of how they approached deer rattling.
You bet. And Robert Blackstock, Robert is... he does some filming. I think it's called B3 Films, but outdoor filming. He's quite an outdoorsman. I've hunted with Robert some. He was the one that won it, and I honestly can't recall. It seems the deer calls, the snort wheeze, and also the grunt tubes used in conjunction with the rattling horns seemed to really put an edge, for everyone. But it was fun. But Bob, you were recently at a meeting where the CWD disease, chronic wasting disease, which was an isolated case here in Texas, but where that was really discussed, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday in Austin, Texas. I was down there as president of the Texas Deer Association, and Texas Animal Health Commission and Texas Parks and Wildlife hosted a CWD live testing symposium where they had assembled a panel of, six, eight of the foremost scientists and researchers in the United States. So they had the opportunity to bring these fellows in that had, and ladies that had done a lot of extensive research and could provide the statistical evaluations of the various types of live animal testing that could be used antemortem as opposed to the postmortem test for CWD that exists today. So, as you know, CWD has reared its head in Texas. It's not epidemic. But it is of concern. So for all the deer associations, the outdoor associations, and particularly our regulatory agencies, and Carter Smith and Clayton Wolf and the guys over there at Texas Parks and Wildlife want to be and are committed to be vigilant in monitoring this disease and try to work with industry and with the outdoors people and the ranchers and landowners to find a method that is prudent in the monitoring of the CWD. So these researchers presented their facts, their findings, their studies of the various types of live animal testing that had been investigated for use all across the world. For that matter, there was research studies presented from Sweden and from Australia and all around the globe. A lot of the universities here in the United States have different protocols that they were investigating, and anything from blood to urine to nasal swabs to tonsil biopsies, rectal biopsies, where they were evaluating different mucosas and tissue samples. And it was quite enlightening. And even though the USDA does not currently recognize any live animal test protocol, I think it's coming. And these researchers and scientists are going to present their findings to the USDA for adoption of a live animal test that's badly needed. In the meantime, I think we're going to see and heard yesterday a commitment from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Texas Animal Health Commission that they're committed to finding a live animal test. The problem they've got today is the gold standard test, if you will, is tissue samples taken post-mortem after the animal has died from the obex, the brainstem, and the retropharyngeal lymph nodes. And that simply doesn't work to be able to monitor this disease as we go forward. Hunter harvest count are probably over 9,000 head in samples that have been submitted during this hunting season to date. Mm-hmm. As we sit here about the middle of January 2016. But to date, probably all but about 2,000 have been sampled, and there's been no positives. So there's that works for hunter harvest, but for any type of herd monitoring, it just simply doesn't work. And there's many outfitters and breeders and landowners that are very interested in trying to find some sort of a live animal testing where we don't have to needlessly kill thousands of white-tailed deer in the pursuit of a disease that doesn't exist.
You bet, Bob. You know, if they can do it, if the scientists have figured out a way, which they have, to positively test post-mortem, surely they can do it on live deer. I think even casual people that really don't follow the outdoor news very much are aware of the fact that thousands of deer have been killed just to be tested, right? I mean,
thousands of them, literally thousands.
And documented cases of CWD in the state of Texas now was how many?
I think we stand at 7 to date.
7, yeah. Well, and like you say, Bob, the concern is there. I'm concerned. Everyone is. I mean, it's mm-hmm. but it's such an isolated thing. I think even on the elk herds up in Colorado, when they discovered it up there, I don't know if they discovered it, but they discovered that some of the elk had it up there. I know that. It was such an isolated thing, and it being a layman, it would be interesting to me. I've talked to I have several biologists that are good buddies, wildlife biologists of mine, and, you know, some of them are wondering if it's not something that's always been around in isolated instances. I've had some mention to me that long-time biologists say, you know, Luke, back in the 60s, we'd run into a deer that was just wasting away here. That's the term they used, you know, occasionally. Yeah. So you got to wonder about that, you know, if it would ever be of epidemic, you know, measures, or if it's just would always, it always probably, I think it's probably always been around in isolated cases. The reasons for it, well, it would take some scientists, I guess, to really tell exactly why and you know, why it's there.
It has. I mean, I think it was discovered from this test back in the 60s, and it's been around for forever, but very most likely. I think that we're going to continue to see an occasional case once in a while. The question is this disease going to spread? Is it epidemic? Is it going to wipe out the wildlife resource? And I think that's the concern of our regulatory agencies. And the information that was presented yesterday from these scientists basically showed that the disease does not manifest itself in clinical signs until a deer is 4 to 5, maybe 6 years old. So by that time, they've had at least 3 sets of fawns out of this one deer. So the simple math tells you that the disease cannot manifest itself fast enough to offset the natural replenishment of the production of the individual deer. So from that standpoint, there's, in my belief, no risk of wiping out or species going extinct and that sort of thing. And one of the chuckles we got yesterday was where they were talking about an elk herd up in Colorado that had one of the highest prevalence rates that they had ever seen, and they were having to go in and thin out some of the elk because there were so many elk in this area where it was CWD existed at the highest prevalence rate. So,
wow.
Well, we're not worried about that, but yeah. I think it's a needle to keep our eye on as we watch how this thing develops. But more importantly, it's to not overreact to either false information or theories or personal agendas that might be. I think I'm far more concerned about overreaction than I am any type of consequences of CWD.
Yep, from my knowledge, that's exactly the way I feel, Bob. You know, we're just about out of time. Bob, folks can learn more about the Texas Deer Association by going online to TexasDeerAssociation.com, right?
That's correct. We'd love to have them come over to the website. We've got another micro website called HuntYourWay.com. Neat website to check that one out as well. And sign up for an e-membership. It costs nothing. We want the hunters, the landowners, the sportsmen, the outfitters, and all to get involved with Texas Deer Association. You're going to find that we're interested in all aspects of the great outdoors, and particularly our youth and our men and women in the service that serve our country and defend the freedoms that allow you and I to get on the radio and talk to folks this morning. So come on over to Texas Deer Association, join us, and we'd love to have you guys.
Well, Bob, thanks a lot. Thanks for all the input on CWD, and we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
Thank you, Luke. Thanks for having us.
Folks, I'd like to invite you to join me at Hooton's Hardware in Emory, Texas, right near Lake Fork, next Saturday, the 23rd. We're going to celebrate the publishing of my new book, Kill the Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. I'll be there from about 10 to 2. Stop by and say hello, visit with me. I'll tell you a hunting story or two, and I bet you've got a few to tell me. But, again, that's next Saturday, the 23rd. Hooton's Hardware there. It's a big store there in Emory. Stop by from 10 to 2, and let's visit a bit.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thanks very much for tuning in today. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.